monstrosity there. Is unprepared for a stare. Devoid of hope, not annoyed, not scared. Beauty there, can't be denied, I suppose. But when she stops talking, it's a bit like she goes. I'm not sure what she wears on her head. It's human hair. So much makeup, I shout, can you hear me under there? Yeah, more bubble than a Jillian Minor. But damn, son, even a Kleenex is designer. I suspect if you direct your cock to a poop, shoot her eyes go red like dust, not compute. She ain't ginger, but not sure she has a soul. When she stares daggers, then blades are cold. But when she comes round to be jack for a while, I know for a fact this ain't smarter child.
Postcard from the Uncanny Valley. Girls ain't how they make them back home. Postcard from the Uncanny Valley. Hold their hands, still feel alone. Postcard from the Uncanny Valley. Disconnect, yet still remain a wreck. Postcard from the Uncanny Valley. Don't go on short circuit if we get them wet.
Something is amiss when she poses for a picture. She gets angry at the camera, looks like she might hit ya. But she gets her shots back on the CPU and has a word with them. It's like, damn dude, it's true, but I know she got a human brain. You shouldn't fuck robots when a robot you ain't, and vice versa. That's my POV, but I repeat, it's amiss when she's looking at me. Facial feature recognition, it is missing. I am wishing that I was in the position of having an hour, a towel, some soap, a tub of hot water with which I could rub. Wanna see the human underneath, otherwise may as well replace you with Skype and a flashlight. So goodnight, living doll, you look almost real. Sad in here, I know for a fact what you feel.
Postcard from the Uncanny Valley.